All right, so this will be the Chazara for Mitzvah Haseh Shema Grama, which we did on Shavuos. So let's start off with, let's review the Rambams, right? So the first Rambam was in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Yud Beis Gimel. And there the Rambam says... we don't need a tour. He says V'chol mitzvahs aseh shehim izman lezman ve'inat tadira nashim b'turas. Right, so it sounds like he says two things. He says any mitzvah, right, that is from zman to zam, as zman to zman, and then einat tadira, which we're going to say is what?
Not constant.
Yes. Okay.
I think he's saying is zman lezman.
You mean he's clarifying what he means? Okay. Uh-huh. I think once you finish everything, we'll come back and decide what we want the Rambam to be. Right. Okay. And then that was the other important Rambam, right? Then you have the one by Hilchos Tfila, which emphasizes the concept that's in Aleph and Beis. That's where he emphasizes the idea that since Tfila is every day, right? So it's the din in the Yom, so that's why women are chayv in it. But then in Birkas Hamazon, he kind of I don't know how you describe it. What's the difference?
Well,
since it's a kol hayom chiyuv, that's why the chayv in it by tefillah.
Every day,
right?
But your motzi
of chiyuv wants to die. That's right. And then you have this confusing one by brachos. That was a difficult one in Hey Aleph. But what does he say there? He says you're chayv in berakas mazon v'safik yesh b'davar im hein chayav min haTorah. We're not sure if it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Why the fish ain't kavua lazman? Right? Oh, Enon Chayav Minatara. Which is very troubling, because what's the nature of the suffix? In other words, what I like about this is that in one Rambam, he lays out what it is, and another Rambam in Tefillah, he shows you where it wouldn't apply, a clear example of where it wouldn't apply, and then there's Birkas Hamazon where he's unsure. And we're unsure why he's unsure. Right? We're unsure about that. Because what's a suffix? Fine. Then we did the Mishnah, and the Mishnah's on Chavtas and Kiddushin, and the Mishnah just tells us, it seems to present a klal. Right? What's the klal? That kol mitzvah saseh shman grama anashim chayavim anashim turos. V'chol mitzvah saseh shaloz man grama echa anashim chayavim. Right? Lays out the clause.
Yeah.
Rashi says, what's zman grama? Shazman gorim la shatava. As cryptic as possible. So what zman grama mean? The zman brings it about.
That sounds different than the
Rambam.
What?
Sounds different than the Rambam. Well,
couldn't
I say Rashi basically
tells... I tend to lean... I said this in the beginning. I think I have three possible answers to Rashi. One of them is that he's agrees with the Rambam. The other one are two other ways you can learn Rashi where he disagrees. Now, of course, for the sake of simplicity, we want him to agree with the Rambam.
Oh, but fine.
I'm agreeing with Ellie's point. He's cryptic enough that I don't know. You're right. The Rambam didn't write that way, but that's not a raya one way or the other. In the Parashat Shnayas, he adds, "What's mitzvah saseh shman grama shechovas asiyasa bizman mesuyam." Ushaloba oso zman ein chiyuv achal. Right? So what does that mean? Chobas asiyas habizman mesuyam. What does that mean? Right? And if it's not in that time, it's no chiyuv.
Yeah,
Sukkah.
Right,
we've seen that way. Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Fine.
So then we took up the Gemara. So the Gemara proceeds to tell us there's a klal, right? What's the klal? The klal is that... Yeah, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, right? It says Mitzvah Shman Grama. What are the examples? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, tefillin, and which ones are not? Mezuzah, makkah, aveda, and shiluah hakein. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And that sounds like a klal. That sounds like a. This is the principle. And Rav Yochanan comes along and says, "What are you talking about? This can't be the principle because we see all these exceptions. There's exceptions to cases where women are chayev even though it's Mitzvah Shman Grama." And there's cases where it's Mr. Shalos Eishman Grammar, where they're putta from. So what is the Gemara talking about? So our question was, well, why does the Gemara even have to tell us this idea to begin with? In other words, isn't it a pshita? Obviously, it's not a klal. So what was the... there's no havamina that it was a klal. But why? My question was, why does the Gemara have to tell this to us? Why don't you say, it's this, it's this, chutz me this. Right? Yes. Okay. So that's good enough. Okay. In other words, right. There's a question. So what do I? So we want to say this. Similar to what Ellie said, but all right. So what we wanted to say was that in other words, there's two ways you could look at mitzvah. This is the first step, I think, in mitzvah shman grama. Two ways you could consider it. If you look at mitzvah shman grama as a classification of a type of mitzvah, right? Meaning there's different kind of mitzvahs in the Torah. There's this A, classification A, classification B. So then what would have had to happen, the Gemara would have to list out A, B, C, and D. There would have been different classes of mitzvah. Rather, what it's telling you is that's not what mitzvah Shemar and Grama is. Okay? It's not a classification of mitzvah. Rather, as I've been said all along, it's a tool. Right? Using Eli's language for now is fine. It's a default. But the point is that it's not part of the construct of the mitzvah. Mitzvahs aren't constructed... Exactly. Is that, yes. Sounds really good. I know someone else who said that. It's not part of the DNA of a mitzvah. It's not part of its halachic construct. It's a method that we use to assess a mitzvah and its application. But it's nothing to do with the very DNA of the mitzvah itself. I think that bears out many times in the various things that we did. Okay. That was one. Okay, that's that. Next issue the Gemara takes up is, where do you learn this out from? Okay. Now, again, like I wasn't as interested in getting into every feature of this Hami Maskanas here, but basically, what comes out from the Gemara? The Gemara says we learn out from tefillin. We learn out all mitzvahs of Shemar and Grama that women are pata from tefillin, right? Okay, great. But what do we know? Tefillin teaches you that women are pata mitzvah Shemar and Grama. So we say because of his position. So it comes right after Talmud Torah, right? And Talmud Torah, we know women are pata from. We'll call it intrinsically because it says Vishan Tam Levanecha, right? So therefore, apply that to mitzvah Shemar to tefillin as well, right? But the Gemara says, what about mezuzah? Maybe you'll argue that from mezuzah, they're, what do you call it, they're pater. Oh, sorry, they're chayiv. Right, exactly. Right, so what was going on over there? And then you had this funny idea, which we took up first, this bizarre concept that the Gemara says, of course women are chayiv in mezuzah. Why they have to be chayiv in mezuzah? Laman yirbu, right? Right, any life. And it would be crazy to assume that a long life only applies to men and not to women, so of course women are included as well. All right, so what does Tosos say? So Tosos first says... He said, now Tosos has a great question. Also, I like this Tosos too because of the methodology in Tosos. Because he's very good. Because first he brings a kasha from within Laman Yirbu. And then when that doesn't work, he creates a parallel from Kihi Chayecha. But what's his main question? His main question is, what do we see? We see Laman Yirbu teaches you, also we also learn something out by Talmud Torah from Laman Yirbu, right? That what? That if you don't learn Torah, right, your kids will die, right? Okay. So Tosos wants to know, so then women should be included in that as well. Why aren't women also Chayev in Talmud Torah? We don't want them to have... dead kids, that's terrible, right? Okay. All right, good. So what do you want to say about that?
Women need life, they
don't
need kids.
No, but we want to say that Laman Yirbu, what's Laman Yirbu teaching you? So if it's just teaching you, that, if Laman Yirbu is telling you that, oh, do these things, you'll have a good life. You know what I mean? Life will be good for you, right? So what do you mean? That women will be excluded, right? But if you say no, that it's teaching you some... Right, some sort of... There's a specific hashkacha that applies by... Mezuzah, the unique, I don't care what that is, but it's a sort of unique phenomenon. The Man Yirbu is a specific hashkachic reality. Bingo, exactly. That has to be from the Masara. So that's why he can split it and say Asmachta. Okay? But now he pivots and says, now this is trickier. Then he says, Ki Chayecha V'Archemecha. Now that's a strong, in my opinion, that's a stronger question, because that sets up a parallel. That's saying, we see long life by Mezuzah, women included. We see long life by Torah also. Ki Chayecha V'Archemecha. Okay. How does he sneak out of that one?
It's not really the Torah, it's the
Mekhanah. Right, and it was easy, right? So he says, no, right, doesn't mean Maisa Talmud Torah, right? Okay, and what we said is a very simple thing. If you're looking at Talmud Torah as a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah, then it's no different than mezuzah. If you look at Talmud Torah as really the method to live your life, right? So then you can split it up. Okay. But he doesn't like that answer. He wants to say, maybe you can use the old noggin rather than relying on a drush and say, I'll tell you why women would be excluded. It says, V'hod tam levanecha, right? So you would never assume that someone, if you're not chayev to teach someone, right? Excuse me, you would always assume that if I'm not chayev to teach someone, that person themselves is not chayev to learn, right? Okay, why not? That's not a crazy thing to say. I forgot who asked it, but someone mentioned that... It was Shua. Someone mentioned that. Why not? Why not say that? Maybe I'm not chayav to teach women. Maybe they're chayav to learn on their own.
Well, actually, the chayav to learn on their own.
Right. In other words, you could argue that there's two separate actions because there's two separate players. A teacher is what a teacher does is different than a student. Okay, teachers are involved in one kind of action, and students are involved in a different kind of action. Being receptacles of information or receiving information is different than those who deliver. So then you can construct the mitzvah Talmud Torah as two separate expressions. Kamash Malan that no. Like the Rambam says, the mitzvah Talmud Torah is... what does he say? Lilmod ulilamed. Right. Exactly. So that's what they share in common. Exactly. Good. Okay. All right, so far, then we took up the Tosfos of Tesvav, Tesvav. Okay, now just review from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what about learning from Sukkah? So I don't mess it up when you present the question by Sukkah. not that you learn mitzvahs. Yeah, not that you learn.
Why do we have the
Was that what? By Sukkah. Good. Thank you. So the Gemara has two answers. So Abaye says, I'll tell you what, because they both learn from Ha-Ezrach, the hay from Ezrach. So Abaye says, you need the hay. Why? Because you think Teshu means both men and women. Hay is coming to tell you to exclude them, right? Rava says, no, it's from the old Tesvav, Tesvav, that we see by Pesach, their Chai, the Matzah. The same should apply by Sukkos. Ha-Ezrach comes to exclude that, okay? Okay, now I'm going a little out of order, but then we saw in the Gemara and Sukkah, the main point to bring down the Gemara and Sukkah is that what principle tells them ahead of time that they're pata from Sukkah? Halachas Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's important, right? That's an important thing. What? So now what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos quotes Rashi. This is one of the most important Tosfos in the whole Sukkah. Tosfos says, what is Rashi? I think so. All right. So Tosfos quotes Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, how do you know women are chayav matzah? Because it's an Esar Chametz. Right, exactly. Right. So Tosfos says, that's ridiculous. Learn it from our Gemara here. How do you know? Because the very fact that, how do you know women must be chayav matzah? Let's just... Exactly. Beautiful, right? Okay. What?
I don't know how you know it's only come from Pesach. That's a one channel of
Good question. Okay.
I don't know why you wouldn't conclude that.
Right. No. So, wait a second. So, what's his answer, though? What's his answer, though? His answer is,
no. If you didn't have the Pesach, you'd assume that Ha and Ha Ezra is not coming to mind something.
And what could be coming to Reboy? He said, is in his lashon. He says, Hey, Ezra, also the. You're right. It would default to that. Dilmuti lo itzrich, meaning that the default would be, what do you call it, right?
Because you know they're putter anyways.
Right. Correct.
And therefore, you'd end up with being tied in some way and putter
a right. Right, correct. So, one second. So one thing we know for sure is, one point you made is that when it comes to the hay of Ha-Ezrach, so it's not that there's, what we want to say was that the hay functions as a modifier of the word Ezrach, right? It doesn't mean, it's not intrinsically built into the hay one way or the other. It means that it must be doing something to Ezrach, right? And then Chazal come along and say, what's the normative halachic function of the hay?
Riboy,
right? But it doesn't mean it can't function as a riboy, as a miyot. But the main point is that it's not that the hay is built in to do something. There's a hay modifies.
But he's assuming that from the outset that the hay must be a
miyot. Right, exactly. That's true. It's a modifier. Now it's up to us to figure out, or Chazal. Right. Okay, good. All right, so now what do we want to say in Tosos? What was the main point we want to say? Whereas we're getting a little deeper now into the relationship of mitzvah, saseh, zman grama, or zman grama, and its application to mitzvah itself. Because what do we see by Tosos? We see that at best, mitzvah, zman grama is not a category at all. Rather, it's simply a feature of mitzvah, meaning we have the institution of mitzvah itself. And all mitzvah and grammar can do is do what?
Defaulted to pata,
right? But it's more than just saying it's not part of the DNA. It's saying that in the hierarchy, we have...
the lowest tier on the realm.
Right. In other words, we start off by saying there's a mitzvah that's given over at Sinai, right? Let's say Teshuv, right? Teshuv, and the Torah explained Teshuv. So what do Chazal first look at? They say, oh, Teshuv. And that means the Maisa mitzvah is done a certain way, right? Then you have the next layer would be something like Halacha Lashon Mishinai, another some sort of axiomatic principle that can, if we want to, override the structure of the mitzvah. Halacha Lashon Mishinai can tell us something about the performance of the mitzvah, but Mishnah Shemar Grama can never tell us something about the performance of a mitzvah itself. It can't, right? So that's why Machlokes Abaye and Rava is beautiful. Abaye holds what he says that when it comes to the Maisa mitzvah of Sukkah, which is Teshvu. So Mishnah Shemar Grama can't tell us anything about that. Can't tell us anything about a Maisa mitzvah. And when it comes to Rava, it's also beautiful, because Rava is saying that it's not that I say, okay, well, I have a mitzvah matzah, and now I assess Mishnah Shemar Grama. Rather, I have mitzvah matzah, I have this gzeres akasuv, right, that ties the two together, right? Mishnah Shemar Grama can never tell me anything about a gzeres akasuv. There's no mechanism to get itself involved in such a thing. It's like the weakest form possible of a tool. It's not like the power drill. It's like, what do you call it? Like that thing the doctors use on the knees. Yes. The Gemara also says, let's look at Re'iyah, Korban Re'iyah. Same question as I had by Sukkah, right? So what is he by Korban Re'iyah? You would say that what? That it says that they're just as chayev as, that when it comes to Korban Re'iyah, treat it like, excuse me. We know the pata from Korban Re'iyah, right? We know the pata from Korban Re'iyah, but you need a drush for that. Why? What should you have said, right? What would you have thought? You would have thought it's like hakel, right? In both cases, you have a Re'iyah by Mikdash, right? But then by the Korban Re'iyah, because it says Yer'eh Kol Zechur Acha, that's what gets it out of being like hakel, right? Okay, so what was the Havim Maskana there? In other words, there's a difference between the Mechayev of a mitzvah being on the nation as a whole.
But that's the answer.
Yeah.
So if I had motzi,
if everyone went with me? Yeah, that's just a question of how you fulfill the chiyuv.
No,
if
it's in the am.
I would say the am is lacking. If someone who can go doesn't go, so the am is lacking.
No one's been motzi,
yes. Okay. Yeah. Now, as to, I think, this next section I thought was one of my favorite ones. Simcha. Okay? That's a great one. I love that. So the Gemara says, so you have two Gemaras, right? The Gemara in Kedushin says that really women, we know women are, want to say women are chayim and simcha, and then learn out that they're always chayim and mitzvah seishman and grama. Because if they're chayim and simcha, which is clearly a time, a zman gori mitzvah, right? So the same should apply by all of the mitzvahs as well, and they should always be chayim in them. So Abaye comes along and says, no, it's different. Why? Because she somehow fulfills her chiyuv through her husband. And then the Gemara asks, what about an Amana? And you see about an Amana? Amana is like an Ani, an Aniya. Right, exactly. Okay, good. So now, but the Gemara in Chagiga, right, on Vav, certainly seems to indicate that women are, independently chayim in Korban, in the Korban Simcha. So now you have this problem here, because one Gemara seems to indicate that women are not independently chayim in Simcha, the other one says it is. Right? Okay, and then we have, we'll call it three Pshitos, but not they're all. There's three discussions of this, okay? We have the Rambam, we have the Ravid, and we have Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga... One second, I just want to get the source down. He says in Hilchos Chagiga... Where is it? All right. So in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Aleph Aleph, the Rambam says that women are chayiv independently in Korban Simcha. There's a discrete chiyuv that women have in Korban Simcha, right? The Ravid says that's not true, right? They fulfill it through their husbands. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, right? Vav Yud Zayim, right? Says something very interesting there. What does he say? He says over there that Shivus Mei Pesach, Shmuros Mei Echad, right? Chayiv Adam Lios Behen Sameach V'Tov Lev. A person must be happy on these days. Him, his kids, his wife, and all the members of his household. Okay? And even though the simcha that the Torah is talking about is really Korban Shlamim, nonetheless, there's still another Bichlal Oso Simcha in this category. Simcha is an obligation as well. Lismoach, right? Who uvanov nebesa? And then he says, Ketzad. And he lists all these possibilities, all these things. Ketanim, etc., etc. And the Sefer Mitzvos in Nun Dalet, right? He gives a similar formulation, but puts it all together. He says, what's the mitzvah? V'samachta v'chagecha. And he has different inyanim. He says, one inyan, the first one is, they have to bring the korban, right? Fine. Women are chayiv in that. Nashim chayavas v'simcha. Then he has the kolel, and included in that is, Sameach b'chol minei simcha, right? Any type of different ways. Therefore, you eat basar and drink wine and put on nice new clothing, etc. And lischok b'chol nigun.